just as sure as I just now switched to another segment. That makes it easier for people to listen to, rather than them having 30 minutes going all at once, or 10 minutes, or 12, or 15. I'm trying to do it at 5 minutes. I didn't make it at 5, but that's okay. When Shiloh does it for me, or Rachel does it for me, or somebody else does, when Karen did it for me, it's exactly, they were watching it at 5 minutes. And then I had to explain to them, you can go ahead and wait until there's a break. Now, when I'm doing it, I know when the break is. There's a break. In the same way, God knows where everything is. God knows how it all works. I have to apologize to you, Dorn. I've been going to call you all week, but I haven't gotten a hold of you. But last week when we were talking, you were talking about how good your crops look. You said, but we need some rain. You know? And I agreed with you. Now, I've been giving a lot of thought to that, and I thought about the fact that, you know, we know what we want. God knows what we need. And He will supply all of our needs according to riches and glory. But sometimes He says just ask what you want as well. But I was going and we had a lot of... With all of the rain this spring and stuff, my mother's yard has come back pretty well. For a while it was looking a little bit like my dad was taking care of it again. You know, nice and green and thick, you know, my Heavenly Father was. And we were mowing, and the last time that we mowed, I had Rachel mow it just a tiny bit short because the thing had just been growing like crazy. And it still looked good, but then we started driving by, and with the not quite as much rain going on, there were some brown spots. And so one night I was going to put a little sprinkler on it, you know. I talked to Mom into maybe she could splurge, we'll put a little water on it. Because she doesn't want to, it doesn't have to look that good anymore for her liking. You know, it might cost 30 cents to water for a week or something. But anyway, so I didn't get it done that night. I was going up that morning. In fact, I went and Rachel and I scootered to work, so she gets to go scooter, and then I headed up there, and I was just about there, and God said, I'll take care of it. So I said, you know, well, obviously He's not going to turn on the sprinkler. It's going to have to be His sprinkler, you know. So I just assumed that, you know, praise God, it's going to rain. I didn't say it was going to rain. I said, I'll take care of it. So then I just had this thought, and God approved me just calling Dorn and saying, Dorn, I got a word for you. God says He'll take care of it. And, you know, and just so that's the word. He said, I'll take care of it. And that applies to a whole lot of things. That applies to everything with God. I'll take care of it. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't ask. He said, ask what you want. Tell me thank you. And the peace of God that passes understanding will keep your heart and will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. He guarantees that that will happen. The peace is there guarding us. How often is the peace there guarding us and we're knocking it out of the way? You know? I mean, God's peace is just there, and in our mind it's just that. You've got the victory. You'll be fine. And we're going, but what if? I sat down this morning to pray, and I had one of those times, everybody has them, where you have a scattered mind. Your mind scatters, and things are coming into it from a gazillion places. I tell you what, I don't think my mind is ever as active as it is when I sit down to try to get along with God. I mean, just all of a sudden, it's on high speed. Just... you know, it's processing 50 things that I don't even care about, but suddenly, because they come into my mind, it's like, and so then I'm doing the things. I'm fighting the good fight. I'm casting this one away, and I'm casting this one away, and I'm casting this one away, and I'm trying to get it all loaded back down to where I can just have some time, me and Jesus. Now, the Apostle Paul didn't have a computer. So he didn't know about defragging. He didn't know about scan disking. He didn't know about closing all the programs to start over. He didn't know about having to do a hard shutdown. You know what that is? That's when you just unplug the thing and it begins to think a lot better. You know, it's like slapping it. It's like, watch yourself, you know? Because, I mean, you're going along and, you know, you get this window open and that 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 window open, and all of a sudden your computer starts to go. And then it won't work just right. And so you start trying to close them. Have you ever started to try to close programs? You got the thing so confused it just sits there and looks at you. You can wiggle the mouse and the arrow's just sitting there. And so then you try to control all delete so you can close the program. And all you get is a bunch of things coming up saying, this is not responding, this is not responding, this is not responding, this is not responding, this is not responding. I'm not going to read your signs of not responding anymore.